Well, conditions are starting to deteriorate along the coast, as predicted, in New South Wales. Hot winds, fanning flames, reigniting fires. Isabel Rowe has been monitoring reports from the Rural Fire Service, which have been coming pretty thick and fast during the day. Isabel, what's the latest on the fire situation now?
Yeah, the situation is changing all the time, but I can tell you from the last update from the Rural Fire Service, there are about 80 fires burning across New South Wales. 46 of them are uncontrolled, and about 13 of those are at emergency level, which means that residents in those areas need to either leave right now or take shelter if it's not safe. Another 7 fires are at watch and act, so a lot for firefighters to deal with. This morning, the fires were mainly in the northern part of the state. And as we've heard, new fires have popped up this afternoon just north of Sydney and a couple south of Sydney, even near Wollongong. Firefighters have managed, however, to get control of most of those that have recently popped up this afternoon.
And so what about damage to people and property?
Well, there's been no reports of injuries to the public today, which is pretty impressive. But there have been 2 firefighters that have been injured. It was thought one of the firefighters had suffered a cardiac arrest in the Hunter Valley, but they had heat stroke, in fact, and they're being taken to hospital. Another has broken their arm from fighting fires at Taramara in North Sydney. And there has also been reports from houses damaged, as we heard from Julia. There's been a number of confirmed houses that have been damaged, but it's quite a small number, mostly that Hillville area south of Port Macquarie, and that could increase tonight. Certainly the sense you're getting from the Rural Fire Service is that today hasn't been quite as bad as it could have been, but it's certainly not over yet, and it is a worrying night ahead for those who've packed up and left home. From the northernmost part of New South Wales, where firefighters are trying to protect the town of Emmaville from a fast-moving blaze, to a cactus nursery near Penrith, west of Sydney, firefighters are being stretched to their limits. New fire threats have sprung up in the southern parts of the state this afternoon, as close to Sydney as Taramara in the city's north, where locals fought embers in their front yards with buckets of water.
It's just a big shock. It still is overwhelming. You don't think it's real, but in the neighbour's house there was a little one in the front yard, and just around here they keep popping up again.
But authorities are most worried about days-old fires on the mid-north coast, flaring up again in the hot winds. Leanne Waters returned earlier today to her home in Old Bar on the mid-north coast to find it partly burned. Then she heard the blaze was heading her way again.
Yes, it's highly likely that it's going to come straight through this corridor again this afternoon.
At the Coffs Harbour showgrounds, people and horses have left home and are staying here tonight just in case.
If there's say tonight, I can go home, otherwise it'll be tomorrow.
I was rung this morning and told to get out of my house.
We've already cleaned all the gutters out, we've moved all the flammable stuff away from the house.
Residents closer to Sydney are heeding warnings too. Dozens are camping tonight at a horse-friendly showground near Duffy's Creek.
And lots of people from the local community bring carrots, water. There's Gretchen and Toby over there. They're bringing down free water for everyone.
Horses at this evacuation centre at Port Macquarie are being treated to harp music from horse lover Carol Booth to soothe their nerves. Throughout the day, local mayors and residents called into ABC Local Radio to give updates.
Well, I've just had confirmation from my wife. She works, she's one of the managers at Coles Old Bar, and they've just been told that Old Bar's now been cut off with fire again.
Just north of Tamworth, it's up in the Moonbie Mountain Ranges.
Yep.
There's a bushfire burning on the New England Highway there halfway up.
Today we're in Taree at the evacuation centre at a facility called Club Taree.
Yep.
And we're feeding people there and giving them plenty of fluids. And
New South Wales police say a 27-year-old man has been fined more than $2,000 for lighting a campfire west of Sydney to make a cup of tea. 2 other men have also been fined, and a 9-year-old boy has been given a warning for lighting a small grass fire at Wooragee in the Shoalhaven area, where the catastrophic fire danger warning remains in place. In Queensland, more than 50 fires are burning and 11 homes have been lost in central Queensland. The cool change is expected through Sydney tonight and further north tomorrow morning, bringing with it more trouble for firefighters. Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons.
Fortunately, we are seeing only a number of outbreaks across the other areas, which is what we hope to see continuing right throughout the afternoon. We simply can't rest easy at this stage. We've got many hours left yet.
New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons. That's Isabel Rowe reporting.